Welcome to the Wednesday, April 11th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we have to start with Patch Tuesday today, starting with Adobe. Adobe patched 4 vulnerabilities in Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat. So, as announced, these were the patches that Adobe delivered. And then we also got 6 patches from Microsoft. Somehow I remember there were 8, but I think 6 was actually the originally pre-announced number. No huge surprises here, starting out with the sort of usual roll-up patch for Internet Explorer fixing 5 different vulnerabilities. That's probably one of the more important patches in this set. The second one, MS-12024, fixes a problem in Authenticode. Now, Microsoft labels this as a code execution vulnerability, which strictly speaking, it is, what it actually means, or what this bug is about, that an attacker could add additional malicious payload to a signed binary, and then a user would have no idea that this particular binary was altered. So it's not like the authenticate process itself or something like this has a buffer overflow that could lead to code execution. It still requires that the user clicks on and launches the executable. However, one of the important features of Authenticode is to just prevent that an executable may be altered. And the next bulletin, MS-12025, an input validation failure in .NET, is another little bit of tricky vulnerability. It is billed as a vulnerability that may affect clients as well as .NET applications. However, the main vulnerability, I believe, is here on the client. If a client downloads a malicious .NET application, it may actually break out of its sandbox on the client. On the server, it is a little bit more tricky to exploit. It's not that .NET applications are automatically vulnerable due to this, but if, for example, you're hosting code on shared servers, it may be possible with this vulnerability for one of the users of the shared server to break out of some of the security precautions imposed on their application. I always consider those shared server scenarios highly risky, so I'm not really sure how big of a deal this will be, but of course we do have a lot of shared servers in the .NET world. MS-12026, that's the vulnerability in Forefront Unified Access Gateway, or Microsoft's firewall, is pretty much a standard web application vulnerability. There are actually 2 vulnerabilities here. The first one is an unauthenticated redirect, or an open redirect. So what someone can do is they could send a link to an administrator of a Forefront instance. If the administrator clicks on it, they believe they're being sent to their gateway, but then the gateway will immediately redirect them to an untrusted third-party site that then, of course, could launch a phishing attack. The second vulnerability is only affecting default installs, and it exposes the admin interface from the outside the network. MS-1227 is your standard active X vulnerability, this time in Windows Common Controls. Those are all these tree views and list views that you get with ActiveX. One of the critical parts here is that Microsoft reports some targeted exploits for this vulnerability. So this is definitely something I would probably patch first if you have to set up a ranking. And last, we have MS1228. This is a vulnerability in a converter utility that comes with newer versions of Microsoft Works and Office. It converts WPS files, which were created by older versions of Works. Standard client exploit here, the user has to open one of those documents that may arrive via email or on a website. Well, so this is it. Nothing really terribly outstanding, critical. Like I said, start with the ActiveX and Internet Explorer vulnerability and work your way down from there. And also, as of today, mainline support ends for Windows Vista, which essentially means that the only thing you'll see for Windows Vista from now on are security patches. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.